From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The detention of hundreds of foreigners, part of the investigation into September 11th, came under sharp questioning today in the Senate Judiciary Committee. The grilling set the stage for an appearance by Attorney General John Ashcroft before that committee on Thursday. NPR's David Wellner reports now from the Capitol.
At the request of the Justice Department, Assistant Attorney General Viet Dinh appeared before the Judiciary Committee to defend the government's handling of detainees in the terrorist investigation. Dinh gave an update of how many foreigners are being held.
As of last evening, there are 608 persons in federal custody on criminal or immigration charges, growing out our investigation into the September 11th attacks. Of that total, 55 are being held on federal criminal charges. The remaining 553 are being detained on immigration-related charges.
Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold, who chaired the hearing, acknowledged that the Justice Department has begun releasing information about the detainees.
But we still do not have a full picture of who is being detained and why. And there are reports that detainees have been denied their fundamental rights to due process of law, including access to counsel, and have suffered serious bodily injury.
There were also questions about the 5,000 foreign men in the U.S. to whom the FBI has sent letters requesting they contact investigators no later than today. Utah Republican Orrin Hatch defended the FBI's approach.
I cannot imagine a less intrusive means of investigating these crimes than to ask people if they are willing to talk voluntarily with investigators.
But Nadine Strossen, who's president of the American Civil Liberties Union, said those letters are clearly intimidating.
Hundreds of people are already in jail for minor immigration violations. No doubt these interviews are going to feel much more coercive than they are voluntary.
The panel heard about the experience of two foreign men who'd been detained and released. Senators said they have many more questions for Attorney General Ashcroft when he testifies Thursday. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.